20 a.m. and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Las Vegas and its surrounding Nevada desert, they are way too wet tonight.
After days of heavy rain, flash flooding in the Las Vegas area has left cars submerged, with police attempting to help rescue people. And in the Nevada desert, the entrance to Burning Man is closed, with the thousands of people at the festival told to stay there and conserve food, water, and fuel. More than half an inch of rain fell Friday, and another quarter of an inch is expected Sunday. Some of the 60,000 attendees are leaving the site on foot and trekking to the nearest highway in northwest Nevada. Matt Piper, CBS News.
President Biden and the First Lady were in North Florida this afternoon to look at the damage and the recovery efforts after Hurricane Idalia.
Hundreds of broken power poles, down power lines means many of you in Live Oak still have no power. I know it's frustrating and it's hard, and I've directed FEMA to help you in every way they can.
The president's visit comes as we are seeing more images of the devastation in communities along Florida's Big Bend region, where entire structures were wiped off the map. Along Idalia's path, tens of thousands of customers remain without power, and some may be without it for weeks.
Correspondent Christiana Benavides. In Hawaii, almost no change in the number of people still listed as missing after those Maui wildfires. That stands at 385. The popular music world now mourning one of the most popular in recent decades.
It's a rare singer whose sound sums up an entire way of life. Jimmy Buffett's music inspired millions.
Hey, I wonder where they all disappeared.
A statement on his website said Buffett passed away peacefully, surrounded by his family, friends, music, and dogs. He lived his life like a song till the very last breath.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn. And Bill Richardson has died at age 75. He was best known as a negotiator of prisoner exchanges with foreign governments, but was also a member of Congress, Governor of New Mexico, Energy Secretary, and UN Ambassador. With close to 150 million of us on the move this end of the summer holiday weekend, we're spending more to do it.
Yes, the airports and roads are full this Labor Day weekend, and yes, that scream you hear is coming from your wallet.
AAA expects the roads to be packed, and there is a possibility that we'll exceed pre-pandemic levels for air travel, and we are exceeding pre-pandemic levels for spending because everything costs more right now.
Yes, yeah. Ashlock of Condé Nast Traveler. Nearly 150 million Americans have travel plans this weekend.
Correspondent Vicky Barker, this is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas. Loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
What if your next breath is your last breath? Jesus said that no one is good except God alone. Paul wrote that no one is righteous, not even one. Isaiah says we all, like sheep, have gone astray. At First Baptist Church of Wisconsin Rapids, we believe there is hope of life after death in Christ alone. Historic faith, prayer, fellowship, virtue, the preaching of the word. Visit firstbaptistwr.com.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies, overnight, lows around 69. Southwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun, tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 98. Lows dip down to about 69, tomorrow night. Highs level off around 97, Monday, under mainly sunny skies. 95, Tuesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 81.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation
WFHR,
and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home.